morning sermon was delivered at the 10:30 worship service at the United Methodist Church of Kent. Please enjoy.
Our anchor verse for today's sermon comes from Philippians 3, verses 13 through 14. This one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. I have to be honest, when I was asked to give this sermon, I really struggled writing it. I'm clearly not a minister with a doctorate in ministry like Dr. Palmer. Those are some big shoes to fill. So I decided not to try to fill them, but instead to take a theme from our scripture lesson today that we can all relate to and to really hopefully inspire us all to press on toward the goal. In other words, to keep showing up. Anyone who follows American distance running, particularly the marathon, knows that Americans are often the underdogs at the big stage races, to the Kenyans and Ethiopians. Even America's best runners can rarely take the win, be it genetics, or training environment, nutrition, or lifestyle. Some countries just seem to have an advantage in distance running. The Boston Marathon is the world's oldest, and I'll argue greatest, marathon. Runners have to qualify in order to register. And then to get into this very coveted race, you have to be accepted because there's more runners interested in running than there are spots. The Boston Marathon is run on Patriots Day and is a celebration commemorating the battles of Lexington and Concord. Yet until 2018, an American female hadn't won the Boston Marathon since 1985. It has been argued that this is the most prestigious marathon to win for any runner. Why do I bring this up? Because when I read that Bible passage of pressing on to the goal and not looking back, there was one American distance runner that came to mind whose mantra perfectly embodies this message. Des Linden, the 2018 Boston Marathon champion. After her very surprising win, reporters asked her, "How did you do this?" And she said, "I kept showing up." Keep showing up has become a mantra for both Des, because you see, Des was never the favored winner in her races. She has always been that blue-collar runner who was consistent and tough and predictable, but never the flashy forefront winner. Des had run 17 marathons, including two Olympic races, before she won the Boston Marathon. She finished anywhere from second place to 19th in all of her races. Des has been competing in the marathon for over 11 years and running for over 25. Talk about pressing on to a long-term goal. When Des towed the line in Hopkinton, it was cold, wet, and raining. Not just raining, but sideways torrential downpouring on these runners. Early on in the race, Des told fellow American runner Shalane Flanagan she was going to drop out. These conditions were not conducive to a win. But first, she said she'd help support Shalane to get her into an advantageous position so that hopefully Shalane could take the win that day. It has been hypothesized that doing just this, this selfless act of giving herself to another during the race, may have played into her success later on in that race. Because you see, Des did not drop out. She went on to win. Her hardworking, consistent, blue-collar running traits were exactly what the race needed for the winner that day. Typical winners weren't able to adjust to this cold, rainy weather. These weren't conditions that they typically trained in. Des was patient. She persevered. She learned from her mistakes, but continued to move forward. She pressed on towards her goals. It took her 11 years of not giving up, showing up every day to training to make it happen. Keep showing up. Similar to running, we don't always see our commitment to faith paying off instantaneously. Our faith requires a commitment to God, not forgetting the past, but not dwelling on it either, which can often cause us to lose heart. Rather than letting a second place finish in the 2011 Boston Marathon defeat Des, She used it as motivation and confidence to keep moving forward, to keep pressing on, to keep showing up. I have never won a race that I didn't want to quit, to stop, to give up when it got too hard. That thought often crosses my mind because when things get too hard, it's easy to lose sight of that ultimate goal. But much like running, our faith needs perseverance, encouragement, and forward movement, despite the difficulties, to keep our eye on the call of God. And let me tell you, there is a point in every single race that I have run that I am praying to God for forward movement. Dear God, please help me continue to put one foot in front of the other. Give me strength. I want to leave us all with some tips to help us keep looking forward and to keep pressing on to that goal. One, look forward. Looking forward is associated with a growth mindset. It's easy to get sucked into the, but I want it to be like it was, mindset. Growth means change, and change is scary. For us individually, it might mean changing our habits, like drinking more water, eating vegetables at dinner, or trying to exercise a little more often. And opening our mind to listen to all of those voices around us and be accepting of others' habits and others' opinions about the growth of our church. For us as a church, it means looking forward and building a loving and inclusive home for all of our faith to grow. Two, find your team. We can't do this thing called life alone. We need a support crew, a coach, teammates, family, friends, and our faith. Build your support crew up of loving and caring friends and family within our church. As we saw in the skit, when we work together as a team and listen to all the different voices within our church family, we have the opportunity to grow and accomplish some pretty incredible things that we would never be able to do alone on our own. Sometimes change is uncomfortable, but we need change. We need to be able to adapt to our new environments, just like Des did on that rainy Boston Marathon. We need to do this in order to continue to grow our church and in our own faith. Three, believe. We have to believe that the future is brighter than the past. We have to believe that we're capable of bigger and brighter things. Let God hang on to those fears that are holding us back. Ask Him to hang on to the thoughts and the apprehensions until we're ready to deal with those and handle those ourselves. God doesn't stay in the past. He thinks forward, and so should we. Four, remember that God's love never ends. God's love for us only grows as we look forward to Him. God wants to help us reach the goal of eternal life with Him in heaven. God wants to help us. We can't do that by looking back on our past here at earth. There is so much ahead of us in God's love than behind us. How are we going to boldly transform the future? Let's do it together, and let's start with love. So keep showing up, guys. Keep chasing those goals, and let's keep working to love all of those around us. Let's keep growing our faith together, which allows us to work towards that ultimate goal of life everlasting with our Heavenly Father. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we give thanks that on the cross you reached us with endless grace. Inspire us, Lord, to recognize that gift of mercy, to see ourselves clearly, and to come to you with openness of heart and love, so that we may be lifted up out of our brokenness and to walk as your disciples and reach out to others with that same grace, love, and acceptance that you show us all. Help us, Lord, to be open to boldly transforming that future through your love. Lord, we thank you for drawing us together today and sharing together. We thank you, Lord, that we can reach out to others beyond our own circle. We lift up this morning our fellow United Methodists at the First Church Cuyahoga Falls United Methodist Church. Lord, inspire us as we take hold of these words from the cross and that we might hear the message for us so your forgiveness can flow through our lives and flow out from us to the world. In the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the United Methodist Church of Kent Sermon Podcast. For more information about the church and to read Dr. Palmer's notes from the pastor blog with more about today's topic, visit www.kentmethodist.org.